Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. We hope that these podcasts will bring some insight into who we are and what we do. So while in conversation with the PIRB, sit back, enjoy, and make sure to connect with the PIRB on Facebook or at pirb.co.za for more.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will discuss company registration with the PIRB. Now, with me in studio, I have my guest, Mrs. Lizanne Swanepoel of the PIRB. And Lizanne, a warm welcome to you and thank you for your time and effort in joining me.
Thanks, Willem. I'm Lizanne. I am the registrations manager at the PIRB and I'm happy to be with you today. Thanks for inviting me.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PIRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information.
Lizanne, all right, so you're the registrations manager at the PIRB. Then you're the absolute correct person to speak to about company registration. So to date, the PIRB have registered only individual plumbers. What is the reason for or the drive behind company registration and why now? What is it?
So the PIRB has before only registered plumbers. Now we have decided to register companies. The reason why we register companies is to make it easier for a company to assist the plumber with maintaining his issuing of COCs, that type of thing. So really just to help the plumber in the industry.
In managing and monitoring the registrations and the registration status and designations, and also then more specifically the purchasing of COCs and allocating those COCs, etc., to the plumbers, and sort of streamlining it
for
plumbers in the employee who are PIRB registered, I suppose.
Absolutely, it just makes it so much easier for the plumber that's out in the field, if he really needs to issue a COC, that he has at least got the backing of his company that that can help him in that, you know, while he's busy working, that he's got his company behind him and that can then that can assist him in the purchasing of the COCs.
And clearly, there are quite a few benefits. I mean, just the fact that companies can now, you know, associate with the registered PIRB registered plumbers on the same system as their PIRB registered plumbers, as well as purchase, perhaps bundles of COCs and then allocate those to plumbers in the employ who are active statuses, license statuses.
Absolutely.
And it's clearly a great benefit to streamline the process between employer and the registered individual.
Absolutely. I think it would make it more effective for the plumber. If the company was assisting with the purchase of the COCs, first of all, and actually allocating them to the licensed plumber, the plumber needs to be active and he needs to be licensed in order to issue the COC. So it's important for a company to be able to give their licensed plumber that opportunity to be able to do the work that when they're out in the field.
And then also for the company to follow and monitor, you know, what happens to the COC after it's been allocated and issued.
Absolutely. They take responsibility for that when they purchase that COC and allocating them to the plumber so that they can do the work effectively.
So, talking about the COCs, will licensed plumbers or licensed active plumbers, or plumbers with an active status, still be able to log certificates of compliance, even if they are linked to a registered company?
Okay, so only a licensed plumber can log a COC. So a licensed active plumber, a PRB licensed plumber, can log the COC. The company can only purchase those COCs and allocate them to their licensed mm-hmm. plumber. So it's important to note that only a licensed plumber can log those COCs. Uh-huh.
So meaning, company acquires or purchases it from the PRB, allocates it on the system to the relevant or the applicable plumber. That plumber, when they've issued it, then logs into their own profile on the same system, and they do the logging process of the COC.
That is correct.
All right. That makes more sense.
Yes.
All right. So recently the PRB also launched its new, for lack of better terms, search button functionality on the homepage of its website. So as I understand it, the focus of this search function or first search functionality is focused on consumers
that
and providing
correct.
Information on computers. What is the link between the search function or the search button and company registration with the PRB?
So as a consumer, we would automatically look for a plumbing company. You know, when you're looking for something or you're looking to purchase something or looking for somebody to provide a service for you, you're looking for a company to be able to supply that, not necessarily a individual person. So the search button is really just created for a consumer if you're looking for a plumber that is in a specific area and you're looking for a specific service. The search button is there to provide that information for you when you're looking for a plumbing company in a specific area. So, for instance, if you're looking for a solar installer in Vera Park, for instance, you'd go onto the search button or the search engine on the website and go and find a solar installer in the Vera Park area. It just makes the consumer makes it easier for the consumer to go and look for a plumbing company instead of just an individual plumber.
Two things happen here now. Okay, so on the one side, the consumer now doesn't necessarily have to go onto Google and Google thousands of plumbing companies, etc., and filter through all of them to see which one is most or the closest to where they need the services or that provide the specific services that they need. It's a question of just setting those filters on the search function of the PRB, and already they will now have a filtered list. And not only a filtered list, which makes it easier and simpler for them to find, suitable service providers, but also the fact that these are PRB registered companies with PRB registered
licensed plumbers
that work for
can
them.
Issue them with a certificate of compliance.
Correct. Correct.
So it really does make it a lot simpler and easier for the consumer to find a PRB licensed plumber. And that's why the search engine was created.
But for that matter, then I assume that it's very important for the companies that are registered and that do register now, who want to register with the PRB now, to ensure that whatever information regarding their company, their services, that is on the system of the PRB is updated, that it is correct, and that it is accurate.
That is correct. So it is important for your company to have the correct information, especially if a consumer is looking for you. Your information, contact information is important, as well as what services you provide. So if you are a solar company, make sure that all your information on what services you supply to the public, that you have updated that information.
On your company profile.
On your company profile. If you have already registered with us and your information is on the system, go in and have a look. Go and update your information. If you're not sure of what your password is, go and forget your password. There is a link on the website. Please go and have a look and go and update it there.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Hi everyone. It's time to announce the winner of our World Plumbing Day Geezer competition. We asked plumbers to upload the individual photo onto the community board, and those with the most upvotes stand a chance to win big. So, without further ado, let's see. Drum roll, please. And the winner is Macau, registration number 5785/17. Congratulations. The PRB will contact you shortly.
Just before we started recording, you also mentioned that companies should consider, you know, or strongly consider adding their company logos, et cetera, on their company profiles on the PRB system. This is sort of to help establish their branding, but also to make it easier for the consumer to see and spot.
Absolutely. If you have a logo, go and upload it on there. People like to see a familiar sign. If, you know, people do look at that, on, you know, when they're driving past, if they see your logo, they're going to recognize it. So there is a tool for that. So go and upload your logo, go and upload your, what services you provide. It is important that you update your information. Be in touch. Be aware of the consumer that would like to make use of your services.
It's obvious that this search function is just an awesome benefit to both companies and plumbers and to the consumer. But what if a registered company does not necessarily want to be part of this search button or this search function? Is there an option for them to opt out of it?
Absolutely. There's a little button that you can click if you want to be part of the search engine. You can just go and tick it. Just make sure that when you do log in that you submit it. Otherwise, you can just leave it blank and it will not be part of the search engine. So you have got that option not to be part of the search engine if you so wish.
And this option that they can either select or unselect is that'll be when they log into their company profile on the audited system of the PRB.
Yes. So it is available on our website. Mm-hmm. If you just click onto the company section. So if you haven't already registered, mm-hmm. There is a button where you click on register. Make sure that it says that you registered as a company, and then make sure that at all stages, if you're logging in, like I said before, if you forget your password, there's an option for you to forget your password.
Reset it.
Go in and make sure that all your information is correct. There are a couple of declarations that you need to read through, mm-hmm. To make sure that you understand what you're committing to when you want to purchase COCs, allocate COCs, that you understand exactly what you are doing, or the terms and conditions of you being registered as a company on our system.
I'm actually glad that you mentioned that. You know, it is a quite important fact that when companies register or apply for registration, then, you know, that there are terms and conditions that have to be to be met, and that there are forms that will be filled in.
Yes. So there are a couple of things that you need to complete. Make sure that you read through the declarations, because it's there for a reason, and it will only benefit you to understand what you're actually applying for.
So what exactly is the process for registered plumbers to be linked to the company through which they are employed?
Okay, so a company cannot activate a plumber under their company. It's up to the licensed plumber to log into their profile. They need to go and click their employment information, and they need to state which company they are employed by in order for the link to happen. The company on the company profile cannot log in and activate that setting. A plumber itself needs to log into his profile, and select his employment status and his company information.
So the plumber actually does that. The plumber logs in and the plumber selects their employer from a list of employees or searches for the employer if the employer is registered with the PRB and then selects it as their employer. And it's not the other way around. It's not the company that is now registered and then going to look for all of the employees that are PRB registered.
Absolutely.
And then tick next to them to say.
At the end of the day, we register the licensed plumber. Hmm. We have a relationship with the licensed plumber. So it's his responsibility to make sure that his information is up to date so that if a company does register with us and he is purchasing COCs on the plumber's behalf, or the company is purchasing COCs on the plumber's behalf, that the plumber is aware that his company is doing so. Mm. So at the end of the day, it's the licensed plumber's responsibility to involve his company.
We spoke about the process of registering and the process of filling out information and declarations that they need to read and tick off when they do the company registration. What are there other, or let's delve a little bit more deeper into that process. Let's look at, first of all, where do they go if a company wants to register? Is that, you mentioned, on the website?
On the website, it's really, really simple. If you're going to www.pirb.co.za, there's a button on the left-hand side, a brown circle button that says register. It's the same process as what you would be registering yourself as a licensed plumber.
As an individual.
You're going to register yourself as a company. There is a section underneath that says register your company. Mm-hmm. So please keep in mind that you need to make sure that you're registering the company, that you're not trying to re-register as an individual. On your browser, it will say audit it and log in company or register company. At all stages, make sure that it says company that you're trying to log into.
That you select the correct and applicable option.
If you have any questions, we are here to help. But make sure that if you're registering as a company, that at all stages, it says log in as a company or register as a company. When you register your company, there's two blocks that come up. One that says login, and then there's one that says register. And at all points, or at all stages, if you're going to register, make sure that you register once. If you're going to log in after you've registered, make sure that you log in as a company and not as an individual.
There's always a little, there are two options just below this, the login button that says either login as individual or login
as a plumber or login as a company.
And those who use the system must be aware of that.
Yes.
And they must constantly just ensure that they are using the correct option for the most applicable option for whatever it is that they want to do.
And remember, you cannot be logged in as a plumber and as a company at the same time.
Oh.
So that's something to keep in mind, is that if you're going to log in, you cannot on the same browser, you cannot be logged in as a plumber or a company. You can only be registered or logged in as one individual at a time.
Okay. And we spoke about the online application.
Yes.
Or registration process. And you mentioned there are questionnaires to be filled out on and during. The declarations that have to be ticked off. But are there any other documentation necessary, or is it optional for them to add it?
So you're welcome to add your company registration number. You're welcome to add your VAT registration number. A lot of companies prefer to add these simply because of tax invoices. Mm-hmm. When you're making your purchases, you can absolutely add your VAT number. We change it on our side. If we're sending from our accounts department, if you request a tax invoice, it will get sent to you. So please go and add as much information as possible about your company. Go and add the logo. It does create brand awareness. And it's so much nicer to see your logo on our website. If somebody's searching for it, our consumers automatically their eyes go to that. So we're here to help it work for you and your company, make life a lot simpler.
A lot simpler. Company. We've spoken about in many of the previous podcasts about plumbers taking pride in their profession and their trade and being professional plumbers. That's Absolutely. Why they register with the PRB. And the same goes and the same applies to companies who are registering with the PRB. You know, it's taking that pride in who and what they are and the services that they deliver and the standards that they comply with.
Yes. Companies do want to market themselves and you know, you have more of a chance of getting work if you registered with the PRB and you've got a licensed plumber and you can do all these things out there. We have copious amounts of people phoning us and asking us, I desperately need a licensed plumber in a specific area. You know, people want to use a licensed plumber. Mm. So get your stuff out there. Register with us. Make sure that you put your information in there. The correct information. Yeah. Update your information. If you're already on our system, go in and change, update it. Mm. Make sure that the information is there so that we can help our consumer out there.
Exactly. Help the consumer to easily find the most applicable, most suitable service provider for what they need in the area that they need when they need it.
Effectively and efficiently. That's what we aim for.
All right. So we do know that after this podcast, there's going to be a lot of questions. You know, people are going to phone in and they're going to ask, how do I do this? How do I do that? So for those who are interested in registering their companies with the PRB, is there anyone specific at the PRB who can be contacted for assistance or more information?
Okay, so anyone at the PRB can assist you with logging in. However, if you want more information about logging in as a company, you can email us on companies@pirb.co.za, or you can contact myself or Eva. Anybody in the registrations department, we'd be able to assist you. But pop us an email if you have a question. It's just so much easier to explain it on an email. If you have any questions, you're welcome to give us a call. We're here to help.
Again, there's also quite a bit of information on the website itself, the PRB's website itself. Frequently asked questions.
Yes, there is a frequently asked question about registering a company or company information. If you have any questions, it's all there. There's really, really not much more, that a person can do besides go register your company. Make sure that you have an active licensed plumber, because there really is no benefit unless you have a licensed plumber connected to your name or to your company.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy-to-follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Lizanne, I want to thank you again for having joined me in this conversation and for the information that you've shared. And yes, I want to thank the audience. I want to thank them for their time and their effort in listening. And we hope that we will see them next time.
Thanks, Willem, for having me.
Just before wrapping up this conversation, have a listen to this. I'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber.
Thanks for having tuned in. Make sure to read more about the PIRB on our website at pirb.co.za and on our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.